Bottom of the first inning, no score on the board yet. The Maple Leafs and the Huntington Foresters going at it in game two of the series. Live from the Sarge, Colin Echols in the press box. Leading off for the Maple Leafs to start their half of the first inning. It's going to be the second baseman, Chris Godden, 2 for 4. 3 RBIs at a bases clearing double in the big inning for the Leafs in game one. We'll watch strike one on the outside corner. Towing the rubber for the Foresters is Graham Cullen. And he will even the count at 1-1 with the ball high. 4.91 ERA for Cullen so far this season across 44 innings pitched, 57 Ks in just 18 walks this year. He'll paint the corner for strike two and have the leadoff man, Chris Godden, behind 1-2 with none away. And Cullen is working out of the windup with some pace, and he will see Godden check swinging on the outside, and that'll do it for out number one. And bring up the right fielder, Axel Espino, 2 for 4 as well in game one. Right fielder had a single RBI and a strikeout as well. And Cullen will deal the first pitch quickly out of the windup. It is low and in, and it'll be a check swing that is checked by the field umpire and deemed a strike. So an 0-1 count to get things started for Espino. Cullen working with pace again will throw one in, and Espino fouls it to the backstop. He's down 0-2. Espino coming into the day, a 273 average on the season. Leads the team in triples with a pair. He'll watch ball one go high and away. A 1-2 count with one gone in the bottom of the first. He's also tied second for RBIs with 13 before game one, now up to 14 on the season. He'll see ball two well inside, even things up at 2-2. Espino, 29 strikeouts before today, up to 30 after game one. Working a 2-2 count against Cullen. And he will chop one through the 3-4 hole and lead things off with a single in the bottom of the first. A one man aboard for the Maple Leafs, and it brings up the average leader on the season so far in Trent Sillett, the first baseman. 290 is what he's swinging so far on the year. Just 3 hits in the last 8 games of the season, all coming against Indiana Wesleyan a couple of weeks ago. He's hitless in 7 of those 8. And he will chop one to the shortstop. It is thrown to second, not handled well by Polina, and that is going to get runners on first and second. So Espino will advance and seal it over to first on the E4. And it brings up the designated hitter, number 20, Chase Smith. Smith 2 for 3 in game one, 2 strikeouts and a walk. Smith tied second as well in RBIs with Espino at 13. Second in home runs on the team with 3. And he is going to lift one out towards right field, giving chase and at the wall, and watching it go is the right fielder, Thompson. And that'll put the Leafs up 3-0 in the bottom of the first. Chase Smith has found some pop from the left side of the plate. And that is his 4th home run of the season. Brings him up to 16 RBIs on the year. And that's about as hot of a start as you could ask for out of the designated hitter, Chase Smith. Sends it over the right field wall. Leafs out to a 3-0 lead. And Colin again deals outside corner, and that is going to catch just the outside part of the plate for strike 3 and out 3. We'll head to the top of the second. Goshen out to a 3-0 lead off the bat of the designated hitter, Chase Smith. Due up for the Foresters, Clarkson, Deckman, Paulina. Back in a second on the Go Leafs live stream.